Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Friday edition, Psychic Love Doctor Show. So glad to have you with us. Yes, we are blog talkers. You are already lining up for your phone call into the show to receive a personal prophecy card reading. Facebookers, I see you. You are all gathering on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook where you can see us streaming live. So with that said, I want to remind you all, especially newcomers who may be wondering what we're doing here, using only ordinary playing cards for the show. So bear in mind, this is not tarot, this is not oracle cards, and this is not any other system that may be out there that seems similar. Personal prophecy stands on its own. My grandmother taught it to me way back in early 1981, yes. And it was something, honestly, it seemed like hardly anybody in the family even knew she did this. I think that's what happens when you come from a devoutly Catholic family. There's going to be some little secrets and skeletons in the closet. But as Grandma got up in years, she started to share. She and I had a very close, intimate relationship as grandmother and granddaughter. And she said, I've decided to pass this on down to you, Deb. And I was very happy to receive that. So telling you all of this, I'd like you to bear in mind also that I'll be using a full 24-card layout for each of your readings when you call in, or if we, you know, snap you up out of Facebook to get a reading, because this is where I'm most comfortable. It's the layout I would use in my private sessions, where I to meet with each or all of you. And I find that it's more intuitively informational for me. I get a chance to see the landscape of your life, the perspective from which you're living your life, and how others in your life impact that life. I'm saying life a lot. So anyway, I just wanted to make that clear so we were all on the same page. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, me to turn you over to the magnificent Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, yay, everybody. Welcome, welcome. They're waiting for it because that means we're moving on. That's why they're waiting. They look when I talk as we get closer to the show starting.
Okay.
Not sure they could rather hear somebody else's voice. But anyway, welcome, everybody. This show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, if you, I'd like to let folks know if you are international, either a caller or a Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we'll give you an international shout out, but you have to let us know. Some people we recognize, like Louise from the UK, international
Louise,
shout out.
Louise, yay.
She was the first one that typed anything in here since I was in here.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, that's cool. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get a reading. When you call in, you shall hear a message telling you that you're going to wait, but you can listen to the show. And you... My God, excuse me. I did that. Just I always tried to test that, and everything works great, so you should hear the show. If you don't hear the show, something's not going right, and you got to call back. Obviously, if you're sitting there listening to the silence, you can't hear me tell you this. But in the future, if that ever happens to you, hang up, call again. Even if you call in too early, it'll tell you your show is not ready to start. You can't call in yet. You should never get silenced. All righty, yeah, let's see. I'm adding another caller. Okay, anyway, while you're on hold, I said, you will hear the show, and then eventually, hopefully sooner than later, we'll take your call and you'll go live. And when you go live, please do the following things if you legally and safely can.
Why don't we knock a couple out before we go to our Arizona correspondent, because she needs a few extra minutes. We're all following her. Very interesting, fascinating, and kind of funny.
I'm actually nowhere near taking callers yet. I didn't even finish talking about the protocols and
stuff.
Well,
I'm just, interjecting.
Let's start that over again. Please do the following when we take your call live if you legally and safely can. Take the speaker's phone off. Go to kill the Bluetooth device. Old school phone to face is going to work the best for the show. Any other time, we don't care what you do. For the show, we ask that you please do that if you can. Background noises. We got to knock those out. Be wary of your surroundings, even outdoors. Wind can be a background noise that you don't hear, but we hear on the speaker.
Yes.
Multitasking. It can be real. You get choppy sometimes, or you're huffing and puffing into the speaker. Perfect scenario. Sit down, relax in your home. Nice room with comfortable, quiet. It has great cell phone reception because when your call go through the whole internet world and into our computers and other speakers, there's a loss of quality, and it varies from caller to caller. Messenger folks, we will try to always work in some messenger action for you folks, because we know many of you, especially the international folks, cannot call in for the obvious reason, because you're not bazillionaires, right? You don't have an international call-in plan. Why would you? So we'll try to open that floor up, but when we do, you can't call until we open the floor. And when I say call, you have to do an audio or video call. Don't send her like a personal message, because we'll never get that because the device is up there on the ring.
Yeah.
It would be to Deborah Lee. That's who you will, and you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. So that would be an audio video call to Deborah Lee when we announce to do so, and not before. Otherwise, we've got to hang up because there's no hold. Okie dokie. Also tonight.
Yeehaw!
It is Friday, so it is Rebel Cards. Once a week, we do the Rebel Cards, Friday and only Friday. So when you hear the Rebel yell, your reading with Deborah has come to a stop. It's done. That's not like some kind of a sound that makes you fire off more quick questions. No. Negative. And I got to give you a Rebel card for it. We have too many callers. We can't just have this constant back and forth questioning thing, too. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know what I'm saying. So we will give you a single Rebel card, and then we will move on to the next call out. So on that note, we are going to area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show. Hang on 1 second.
What?
We'll start with the next caller. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, 203.
Hi, it's Pat.
It is Pat.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Well, it was a scramble to the finish line. We're getting the show.
Today?
Yeah. As we were going to get the show going. Now, as we get going, tell us, Pat, is there anything that you can think of that you feel a silly sense of fear about?
Give an example.
And I'll give you an example.
So everybody knows.
Because we're interested to know what else is out there. Many of you have probably seen Maury's show. Maury, what's his last name?
Povich.
And he's had people on his show. There was one lady, he went like this with aluminum foil, and the lady flipped.
It was something about people with weird,
strange, harmless
fears, but scared the crap out of them.
She had to run off stage because she's afraid of aluminum foil.
Something about the sound or the way it looks.
Yes. Now, for me, I saw a meme today that practically made my blood run cold. The top had a picture, of a Jack in the Box, and it said, a child's toy. And then underneath it showed, you know, the biscuits and that comes in a tube. They called it the adult version.
The tube that you start peeling the back of it goes poof.
You have to pop it
on. In the old days, you had to bang it on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw that. I came across that. Yes.
I am terrified. I can't make those cute little crescent rolls.
Well, you can make them, but somebody has to open the tube.
Yeah, and
you.
I have to go out of the room with my fingers in my ears. And the reason
Why,
is
Deborah?
Because when I was about 4 to 5 years old, I had a male cousin who was a good 6 years older than me, and he would like to take that drafted, Jack in the Box, he would straddle me on the floor by my shoulders, and he'd put that evil thing in my face, and it would go, do, 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 do. You know the song.
She was asking, I think, more about the damn
terrible.
And it terrified me. So then as a grown-up, when it came time to either you can put a spoon in the edge or you can tap it on your counter.
The old school, you had to beat them.
Or you can start to peel the paper
off
and it'll go poof.
Remember the old one, though, way back
in
the day. You peeled it and you had to smack it on the edge of a counter.
Right.
So that is my silly, irrational fear. Fear of popping fresh
dough. It's weird that the Jack in the Box made you to that.
Because it pops out in your face.
Okay. Well.
And it was terrifying to me.
No, did she ever?
Now, do you have something, Pat?
Any silly thing like that?
I don't really, but it's funny that you're going to ask, and then I thought, no, just let it go. But yesterday, I walked out of my hypnotist session, and on the way out, I got the most horrific anxiety and doom and gloom. It was so bad. My son had just texted me, and I said, I'm on my way home, but listen, make sure you're safe. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's me or if I have indigestion, or if I'm picking up something in the world and something's going to happen in the news. It was so bad, Deborah. And I literally, for the rest of the night, was just in bed. I couldn't cope. I didn't call you guys. I probably fell asleep and then woke up. And I just, that happens to me, and I don't know what it is. It happened when my son had a horrible accident.
Yeah.
I can never determine what it is, but that happened yesterday, and it's just such a strong sense of doom and gloom.
Well, I think we can talk about that for a minute. A lot of people feel this.
Listen, the reading's not over yet, though.
Okay.
We have yet begun to do a reading.
Right. First of all, I am a long-term sufferer of anxiety panic disorder. It's called APD. And
right.
It came on when I was about 27 years old. And I have a son or two that suffers a bit from it, too. It will develop, the episodes will start with anxiety. And the best explanation that I've ever seen or read what came from a man who wrote a book on how to do self-care for anxiety and panic. And one of the things
right.
he said, think of your nervous system as being the equivalent of the electrical system on a car. Okay. Now, normally you can hit a button and the wipers come on, or you can make a window go up and down. But he said, when you are having an anxiety attack, everything electrically has gone haywire in that car. And you are like completely out of whack for the duration.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes it can really escalate, and then you head toward panic attack.
Right.
And, there is medication out there. I was lucky to have always had therapists that didn't want to give me drugs. And
right.
I was glad. They preferred that I use a more, like an organic approach to it by watching my triggers, knowing when I was too tired, if I'd had too much coffee, if I drank too much the night before of alcohol, all these things, if I'd been in drama-filled episodes with people.
Right.
And if you want to, you can find some really good information about this. Personally, I try not to bring card readings too closely into this because I really feel that this is more of a, it's more of a nervous system response to stress, to, what's going on in your life. You've got a lot of worries. We all do. Money, our kids, our homes, everything, our jobs. And some people just can't process all of that well enough.
This was a separate thing because I deal with anxiety every day and I found, wonderful supplements and stuff. This is something, anyway, that all I could think of with a fear issue. I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
A quick question.
Yeah.
you know, the friend, the family that kind of just disappeared all of a sudden. She gave me a little tiny jar of oil with a mustard seed in it. You know that quote, I think, from the Bible, if you have faith no bigger than a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Her mother, family's from Puerto Rico. Her mother had a Bible that started oozing oil. And you've heard these stories throughout history. There's someone called, I think, Sai Baba in India that oozes verbudi out of his hand. I actually have a little bit of that. And it's supposed to just come and come and come and come and endless source. Well, she had this Bible that when she came to America, she brought it in a plastic bag because it was oozing so much oil, and it's still oozing oil. And who knows if it's true or not, but I believe this, the daughter, and I have this little vial that I just put away and haven't gone to look at again. And I want to ask you, is this like anointing oil? She said, when I use it, you know, use it on my son's house and say Psalm 91, I think. I don't know the Bible too well, but just wondering what you pick up on this oil. If it is anointing oil, that's cool. If it replenishes itself, that's even more cool. But that's it. That's my question for today.
Okay.
Cool. While you're doing the cards, yeah. I'll throw a few things out there. Lily says that she's got anxiety really bad. She's on the tons of meds for it.
Yeah.
And she says for her, alcohol makes it way worse, she thinks. Well, for her and maybe everybody else, I don't know.
Well, it's a depressant, but it can get you all jangled up.
Right, and I guess it depends on the person's, their particular thing. International shout-outs to Jeanette from Canada and Virgil from the United Kingdom.
Ta-da!
So we got
glad to have you guys. No, Pat, one thing to watch out for is hyperventilation, because sometimes when we're having anxiety attacks, we are breathing fast and shallow.
It sounds like she's a veteran
Absolutely.
Of it.
Oh,
this is going out for others,
okay.
too.
All right.
There was a website years ago. It was absolutely devoted to anxiety and panic. And I was a helper there.
But there's a lot now.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, really?
There are. Yeah, this was a website where people could post saying, help me. I'm 18 and I can't leave my house. Well, that's agoraphobia.
Yep.
But sometimes they're only just little bits into it where you can help them through the process.
Right.
And the other thing is, I sort of lost it. But one was hyperventilation. So I often make sure I have a bag. You know, I used to always keep a paper bag in my car.
Right.
The other thing is rocking. If you don't have a rocking chair, just rock in your chair.
Right.
It will help to regulate your breathing. What, Jim?
What I still have in my car that I've forgotten about, I became agoraphobic at age 4. I don't know what happened, but it began then. And then I had to hide it from my family because we could never show any emotions. But while I was pregnant, around 26, I started with a different kind of anxiety. And it ended up being highway phobia, afraid to drive on the highway for years on and off. And I actually put a bottle of cotton balls and filled it up with ammonia. And I kept it in my car because it got so bad that I thought I was going to pass out. And, of course, being in a car, you make it even worse. And it just gets worse. And I thought I was going to die. And that, for anyone that has that problem, it saved me over and over and over again. I'd open up that bottle of ammonia and whoop, you know, right to my brain. And it would just knock me out of the anxiety.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a million
things. It just would take away that feeling that I was going to pass out.
After the call.
Well, I was also going to say, Pat, that some people, and it runs in my family, I don't have it, but they get high anxiety episodes from what is called ear crystals. Have you ever heard of them? It causes
ear crystals.
Ear crystals.
No. Oh no. Is it something in your ear?
Yes. And it's somehow related to your balance with your ear. My sister gets it so bad that she's been afraid to drive, even to go to work, because she ends up in bed for 3 days with these things. So So some people will have these really dizzying episodes. And then, of course, that's going to escalate anxiety because you don't know what's happening.
It's a big subject.
It really is. That's one of the reasons the news off when the pandemic started. I said, I can't listen to 150 people dying a day, you know, in just one day in one country, or how they were stacking them up into like refrigerated trucks. It just, it was too much to handle. So for you, getting back to your reading, I think that you should definitely believe that about the oils. Okay, now I am not terribly religious, but I'm very spiritual. And I do believe that we can make miracles, magic. I mean, we can make things through our own beliefs. And I see that using that oil is very beneficial. Doesn't matter if it's a placebo. If people believe in it and it's working, you know what I mean? So
I do, but, you know, you hear these stories of so many bizarre things, you know, images and you know, Mother Mary appearing, and I guess I kind of want to believe that this is, you know, the real thing.
Well, and it's to each their own, you know.
Yeah.
Some of us are more on a spiritual level, and we will turn more to, what do we turn to? You know, I don't know. Right now I'm feeling real disconnected in this conversation. Talking about anxiety gives me anxiety.
I know, me too. Absolutely. Yeah. I can't talk about it a lot. I was starting to feel it in my...
But yes, I think it works very well for you and those you use it on. So there you go.
Okay.
All right, hon.
Okay.
Your rebel card.
I think the rebel card
Yay,
is
Friday.
Yes, and the rebel card says, take a shot.
Yeah.
I'm sure this stuff. So I'm guessing, take a shot. Then it says, of course, jokingly, it's a rebel card. Don't take... 12, take one. Okay, maybe two. Move on. So I think it's saying give it a shot. Doesn't work, you move on.
Right.
You got to try everything, right?
Right.
Yeah,
perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, hon, thank you too very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Well, we better go.
We have 450,000 and 795 million calls right now.
So what do you think?
No. We have some catching up to do here on some chatty stuff. All right.
Chatty.
Yeah, because people have some good suggestions.
Great.
Especially Lily. She said, Jeanette actually was looking online and saw a magazine article that said many people report mood swings and anxiety after ingesting man-made sweeteners like aspartame and high-fructose corn syrup. Food dyes including red number 40, yellow number 5, and flavorings like MSG, and there's like a million.
Yeah, MSG is a big
MSG is almost extinct now because nobody likes it, but there's just other things that are just like it, and they call it something else. Yep, and then Levi says, yeah, she switched to Stevia, I guess, because the artificial sweetener, a different brand, that's a lot
and
not
here's,
as bad.
Here's something before I forget it. I remember being told by it was a therapist I went to for this type of thing. Three classic signs that somebody suffers anxiety are fear of airplanes, like going over your head. Oh, my God, for years I thought they were looking for me so they could crash on me. Number two is bridges or tunnels. And number three is weather. And I thought, wow, that's like they put out a tornado warning. Or they're saying, you know, a hurricane is coming, or, you know, these things really trigger people. So thanks also for your suggestion. What else have you got?
I got, and I'm trying to figure out where the hell it's typed because it was a while ago. I couldn't work it in. I'll get to it. So it was a comment about your hair.
What about it?
It was good. It was a good comment. No, they said your hair looks like you got had a rat fight on it. No, they said... I love that Virgil likes your hair, and Lily said, too, she says it's very ombre, and me and Virgil, he typed it first. I go, what the hell's ombre mean when it comes to hair? She says it means the colors kind of blend into one.
Thank you.
I always heard of hombre, I thought hombre, hombre, you know, like those old westerns.
That's with an H. Hum, you know,
I know, but they pronounce it, but I know, but they, yeah. The silence, so I didn't know. I know it's spelled
thank
with an
you
H.
Guys, thank you very much, because me and my hair, we were having a fight before the show started. Yeah.
Okie dokie pokey. All right. I think we got to move on. People are coming. I'll catch up on the list during the call. There she is. California. No, it's not California. That's a different person. This is Arizona.
No, here
we know who 520 is.
Yes, our correspondent.
This is Lisa. She who holds for a long time.
Yeah, that's your Indian name, Lisa.
She who holds for a long time. Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Hello.
Oh, Lisa. We're home. I thought she might have stepped away.
Well, we shall return.
We shall. We shall indeed. Next on the list. Here's 775, which tells me it's in Nevada, but...
It's going to be Wendy.
Is it?
Hi, Deborah and Jimbo. Very nice to speak with
Wendy.
You today.
Hello, Wendy.
And
welcome.
Well, I'm clear that this show is for entertainment purposes and that neither one of you are a doctor. My question is, when I was sick with COVID on December 10th, I passed out cold, and I attribute that to COVID. And then also, there's been another incident, and that was on the 31st day of January, and I did not pass out cold. I came close to it, very uncomfortably close to it. So I'm going to have... an electrocardiogram and some blood work.
Perfect.
And hopefully it will confirm that I did not ever have a heart attack. What did the card say?
Interesting. Okay, that's a very good question. And she already threw the disclaimer out for us.
Right.
She covered, and everybody else heard it too, so she did our job for us. She threw the disclaimer out. Right, we like it when a listener does it. Gives it more validity, you know.
All right, we're going to take a look.
Yeah, it's interesting. Deb, do you remember? This is interesting. Remember that old dude that lived at that Colony Point, really cool old bald dude? Yeah, everybody called him the Colonel.
Yeah, he brought us.
He told me that he used to teach some kind of night school, I don't know if it was the War College or something. He goes and said a couple times he just fell asleep while he was up there giving lectures, just not before he fell asleep. And they said, dude, and he went and got checked out. He didn't have narcolepsy. He had a heart valve problem.
Oh, my God.
So it's good that you're getting checked out is what I'm saying. I'm glad that you're not being a silly girl not getting checked out because you don't know. Some people say, well, it could be narcolepsy, it could be that. Well, you don't know. That's why you let the doctors take a peek. So hopefully it'll be nothing. But we shall see, and Deb shall see what the card wants to say or not say.
That's interesting.
Thank
I
you.
Don't remember that. About
what brought this on is that the night when I almost passed out on the 31st, I called my health insurance, Kaiser, and... or earlier in the day, my doctor was not available. So another doctor answered the question, and he said he would have much preferred that I be taken to the hospital when I passed out on December 10th. And he said that it's really important that I have this electrocardiogram and I have blood work to confirm whether or not I've ever had a heart attack. So I don't want my doctor to get offended. I'm always very respectful of her. So I'm just trying to handle this with decorum and be smart.
Oh, I think, first of all, you are going to get very conclusive results. So this will be very good for you. And I'm not going to be able to give you a pronouncement of...
Sure.
It looks good to me, but, yeah, I don't have the credentials.
Yeah, and that's
for that.
That's like asking the cards to give you lottery numbers.
Now, they have a very interesting test out that my doctor had me go take. And I don't have currently any kind of cardiac issues or anything like that. But it was a CAT scan. Well, it's a thing that's like a donut. I never get the name right. And you go in it, and it was to take pictures of my heart and to see if I was going to become a candidate because heart disease runs so rampant in both sides of my family. And they said, no, that it was all clear. So I guess that made me feel good, especially if you have a bunch of bad habits, right? So for you, Wendy, I think doing this will put your mind at ease. Okay.
Okay. So it sounds like I'm going to get really good news.
Well, I think so.
Not devastating.
And
news,
even
right?
if it's like the colonel got the evidence, the news that he had what?
I think this, it was. For him, it might have been a pacemaker thing. I can't. It was something to do with the heart, and they didn't have to check him in the hospital immediately that second, but they took care of it.
Yeah, because you don't want to take.
And he never would have thought it was that falling asleep up there. You know, he's like, I don't know why, but somebody, maybe one of the other. Maybe the faculty or somebody said, you know, you gotta go get checked out. That's pretty abnormal when you're the teacher guy that you're gonna fall asleep up there. Maybe they were writing or something. And
he could have died.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's why Mike said.
Yeah.
I mean, Virgil said. He says, and he's in the medical field. He goes, I would have suggested an ambulance if that happened next time, because you know.
Yeah.
The medical folks will tell you that, and they're right. But none of us patient type people want to call an ambulance every time we have a serious symptom.
And it's hard.
Because sometimes it's not.
You know, excuse me, when we're young, we're bulletproof, nothing bothers us, you know, we're doing all kinds of risky things. But as, like Jim reminds me all the time, you're not a spring chicken anymore.
And I know I could say that because I sure as hell ain't.
Well, the second event happened as Janelle, my brand new caregiver, was leaving. And so Janelle's going to come over every Tuesday between 10 and 12, and hopefully she'll feel comfortable here, and she'll you know, respect me as a person, and that this will be a good arrangement.
And Wendy, please promise us that you won't let this happen again without getting immediate, you know, medical attention.
You mean okay. If I pass out again?
Yeah.
Are you saying call an ambulance?
Yeah. Well,
that's
what our regular medical professionals saying on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what. Then they're all going to tell you that. Go to the emergency room, call an ambulance, because
it could just be a precursor to something even worse. You know.
Right.
So you'd rather be in the hands of, you know, the paramedics on an ambulance rather than.
Than dying because you're not nobody's
and look
around.
Look at that poor guy, the actor guy. I forget his name. He was on, what was that show with the gay guy? Well, anyway,
what
older guy? Come on, say it for me.
What? There was no gay guy.
Straight girl and a gay guy, and they were friends. I keep thinking Mike and Molly, but that's not the show.
Nope,
anyway, he just recently had a heart attack while driving in to the studio to film an episode of a show he was on, and he hit a building, and he was gonzo.
And you know, buildings are going to typically win that collision.
They are.
Yeah.
And it was sad.
Valerie said it. Will and Grace.
Yes. Thank you.
That still doesn't tell us the actor.
Well,
I'm going to be checked out, and hopefully, we'll be able to celebrate that I got excellent news. No heart attacks ever.
And that would be wonderful.
Yeah,
we look forward to that.
Yeah, you definitely got to keep us up to date. Everybody here has also says you got to call back because everybody's worried.
Yeah, no,
they
want
to
know.
Everybody wants to know. Everybody gets concerned. You know, it's like a community here.
You're in a family here.
Yep, they're like, oh, no, you know.
Very nice. Thank you.
Yep, and it's always better to be sorry. I got to do this.
Eddie told me on Monday that they were working on my appeal and that they were going to send it in very promptly. They haven't sent it in yet. They're probably going to send it in maybe Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, I would guess. But and that'll be the big start of my appeal. And hopefully, I feel good about it. I feel like it'll turn out very richly in my favor.
Well, like they say in Hollywood, your paperwork now has legs. So that's a very good thing. That means it's in motion. Yeah.
Things are in motion now.
Yeah. All right, here you go.
Yeah.
Starting with your
rubble card reading.
Hopefully my regular doctor is not upset with me. Because another doctor gave me advice.
Well, I think they're all kind of working professionals.
Yeah, and they should know everybody's entitled to second, third, fourth opinion.
You are the consumer, you know?
Yes.
You get to choose.
Yep.
So, Wendy, don't feel like that. You know, they're beholden to you.
All right. Rebel card is...
Okay, good news.
All right.
I do, and I like the rebel card because you've already done it. It says, ask an effing expert, and she's going to the expert. Don't rely on your friends or the internet. Listen to a damn professional.
There you go.
You're already doing that. You're already one step ahead of the card. I like it.
Okay, hon. Take care.
Yeah, thank you for holding, and you got to keep us in the loop, and good luck to you.
Yes, we certainly want to know.
So the card that you drew basically said, only rely on what the professionals say, I guess, bottom line.
Yeah, rely on the professional. Don't try to self-diagnose yourself. Don't try to look on the internet and just go right to the professional, the doctors.
Yeah.
And you are doing that.
Yeah.
Right. You're doing the right thing.
Very good.
And that's from the card that you drew?
That is the card I drew. It was kind of funny. Not often do I get a card that says something you are in the process of doing or have done, so it's kind of cool. It's like a confirmation you did the right thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You take care. We shall keep on moving. I will go back to the comment board.
And see. Oh, yes.
Yeah, because there were some things. Was Leslie Jordan ring a bell? Is that the name of somebody? I don't know.
Yes. Why?
That's not the person?
Who? Oh, yes, the man. He played that little gay fellow on there. And he was always after the lady that drinks. I forget her.
That was Jeanette must have looked it up or knew it.
Or watched it.
You're right. I mean, yeah.
The difference in Lisa's situation is I don't think that Grace was ever really in love with Will. And in real life, I don't know. See, I always read this behind-the-scenes stuff in actual life that, what was the skinny guy's name? He portrayed a gay man. It's an excellent dancer, this guy. But he actually turned gay from the show. And so did the lady who was the drinker and pill popper. I can't remember her name.
Jeanette says he was on The Will and Grace and some show called Call Me Cat.
I never saw it.
Well, she just typed in Call Me Cat, and I thought, does Jeanette want to change her name? I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. I never heard of the show either. That's why I was like, I can call you Cat, Jeanette, if you so desire.
And that lady turned bisexual in real life, I suppose, you know. And
what do you mean, I suppose?
A lot happened on Grey's Anatomy where they
It's a movie set with bazillions of people around.
But you know what? This coincides with our big discussion
about
Lisa and the gay man next door. Real life actors. Who was it? Sarah Ramirez. She played the orthopedic surgeon. Kind of Spanishy-looking.
Spanishy-looking. You're
and
Spanishy.
In the show, she played the gay wife to Arizona, who was a cute little blonde. And Sarah Ramirez went and told her husband, hey, I don't know if you can handle this, but I am half gay now, too. So he said, as far as I remember, he said, sure, honey, whatever makes you happy. But I'll bet you there were some conditions attached to that. So, anyway, it does happen.
Like Forrest Gump said.
What'd you say?
It happens. So remember the guy had like a, hey, you just, when he was running, hey, you just stepped in shit. And he goes, it happens. He goes, what, shit? And then all of a sudden, you see the
shit happens.
T-shirt. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, indeed. The idea was born. Forrest is the spawn of all good ideas.
I don't see that connection between people turning.
You just said it, the word it happens.
Oh, it happens. Okay.
And we're trying Lisa. Lisa, why are you bugging? Uh-oh.
She's on the phone with somebody.
I think we got us a technical difficulty, but she's holding.
But we can't communicate with her.
But she's the only one, so if you hear us, Lisa, and you're trying to respond,
your connection
is poo-poo caca.
Call back in.
Hang up and call back in. And I'm thinking she can't hear us because she probably would have done it last time if she was there. Or, like you said, maybe somebody came over and she's doing she's competing in the bedroom Olympics right now.
And it would be
horrible
if her phone was on when we brought her on the air.
It's on mute at least.
Makes me remember that MASH. Remember the MASH movie? when
the actual movie, they snuck the microphone in and put it on the PA through the whole camp. The Hot Lips and Frank Burns.
And
the actual movie match.
Yeah, and the doctors doing surgery.
They're all like,
what the hell?
The hell's going on? They're laughing. Yes, indeed. I like the movie the best.
It was good. The show was, all right.
Yeah, and Virgil's right. I mean, we know that, Virgil. But it's good to read it. He says, any doctor's going to tell you if you have any kind of heart attack symptoms, do the ambulance thing. Don't even get in the car and try to drive. Guess what could happen?
You could
attacks or heart attack, and then it's party over. You die and other people die. Right.
Yeah, but some people have trouble relinquishing that independence.
Well, and look at the heart attack symptoms, though. Look at them.
Well, for women, they're even different.
Look at some of the symptoms. Some of them, I am not going to call a damn ambulance for some of those symptoms every time I have some of them.
Which would be?
Well, what is the one? A chest pain? I get chest pain sometimes, but it's not from that. Sometimes it's gas indigestion. You kind of, but it feels really bad sometimes if you get indigestion in the right spot up here. High up there.
Left arm.
My left arm goes numb sometimes if I sleep on it wrong.
No, I don't think that's going to constitute.
There's other ones too. All I know is.
Yeah.
Yes, you do call the number.
Who says?
Suzanne's asking about this. Call the number I put in. You should get an automated message. I will test it. She says she's having a hard time. I don't know why. We have other folks we get through, but maybe something's happened since they all went on home. I shall upcheck it live.
You know, this whole continent we're on is in a deep freeze.
Ah, Sophia is here.
Oh, good. Sophia,
she's hanging out in
Sweden,
wasn't it?
Yes. Was it you, Jeanette, or was it Laura who said it was 25 below zero?
It was 7 below zero. Lily said it was 7 below.
In Wisconsin.
She's in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we're fine. Okay, so if you're having connection problems, maybe your cell phone network is jacked. I just got through. Keep trying. That's all I can tell you. Keep trying. I think you should have kept trying about 40 minutes ago, but I'll just tell you.
Do they put a 1 on that?
You don't have to do that with cell phones. Unless you got some weird company or something. There's one thing. Most of your cell phones are smart enough to say they put a 1 in and they just ignore it. So it usually doesn't screw up your call.
Okay.
I haven't played the 1 in for like 1,000 years and so forth. Okay, we're going to try a double sneeze real quick.
Bless you there, Jimbo.
Bless you, my son.
And
yeah, that's a weird thing. I don't have a cold or anything.
Keep it over there.
No, I don't have a cold. That was the fan probably kicking up shit around here, you know. Yeah, I'm going to prepare for another caller, but I'm going to try Lisa back one more time. We'll line up the next one.
Playing with us tonight, for sure.
Oh, actually, I never put her on hold, so she's obviously
listening.
I think I'm going to hang up. Maybe that'll prompt her to call back.
I hope so.
All right, she's been hung up upon. Yeah, I think that maybe that will get her like, well. In the meantime, we're going to go to 209. 209, the internet says, is in California. 209, you are live.
Hello and welcome to the show. What is your name, please?
Lori.
All right, awesome.
Hi, how are you?
I don't recognize that area code.
Hey,
are you new to us?
I am.
Well, welcome.
Oh, well, glad to have you.
At least my memory wasn't wrong for a change. I never saw that area code.
Well, good to have you.
Welcome.
Tell us. We need a few details about your situation and then your question, and you can have maybe a second one.
You can ask a couple of them right up front. Yep.
Okay.
Well, I've been going through some changes in my life the last year, and today I had to make like a decision to move forward with my life. And leave certain things behind, certain people behind. And I just want to know, is this situation going to work out between me and another person? And if not, I just kind of want to understand what's going on because I'm just going through a lot of changes and I just need some guidance. It's kind of private. I mean, it's not private, but it is private because it's legally. So I just wanted to see...
Legally?
Go ahead.
Wait. I'm sorry, you're kind of cutting in and out.
He said it's kind of private because it's something. We didn't hear what that was.
Oh, it's something that I'm going to be going through legally, the separation.
Legally. Oh, okay, and that's probably,
yeah.
I mean, you can give us a lot of information without getting too detailed. We have no problem with that. We understand. We understand. You're on air live.
Kind
so.
Of sounds like you're facing the possibility of a divorce.
A divorce, breakup, partnership breakup, and you don't even have to Roger up to any of those things. That's kind of what we're looking at.
Okay.
So you have you're moving on to a new future, which I love the sound of that.
Sure.
Well, the thing with me is I'm giving space for it to heal, but I'm just really hurt and upset with the person that I'm with because they're not exactly what I thought they were when I married them. So I'm learning a lot, but I still have a lot of love. I still want to work on it, you know, and I just feel like, you know, am I making the right choices? Is this something that can be reconciled? Is this, you know, because there is love, but it's
sure.
It's just one of those things, you know. It's just something that I have faith and love for this person and I want to work, you know. I feel like I'm being forced to move on, you know, or at least give space for us. And I just don't know where it's going. And so I'm just having a lot of...
Yeah, how about the other individual, the partner? How are they feeling?
Well, I think that they don't realize how severe it is. I think
yeah.
that they just say things out of, you know, regret. Like they're going to regret it later, but they say it anyway, you know, and sometimes that's too painful for me. So I'm not quite sure about how they feel. I mean, I know that they're upset about it, but I'm just not quite sure exactly because I can't tell. You know, one minute it's fine and the next minute it's not.
Well,
so.
What I see. That partner of yours is really minimizing how
yes.
awful this was. They just wanted to blow away.
Yeah.
Let's get over it. But you two are not on the same page. And this is a glaring.
I hear multitasking.
Yes. This is a glaring. I'm trying to think what the word, like a hole or a, you know, like a breach in their relationship. Let's go with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're smart to want to take a break. It's never going to change unless you do. And it will give the other party will get a chance to really think about it. And they often end up missing what they have. I've often said that 90% of exes want to come back. They do after, but some wait too long. And for you, I just turned it down.
No,
don't get on her. She's new.
I can't do anything.
You are really hurt, hon. You really, I mean, just caused a serious, wound for you. And it's going to need your time and attention and care. So I think that if you called for confirmation that what you would like to see happen or what you feel you're heading for, I don't know how to put it. Help me out. It's go ahead. Yes, you should do this. You should take the break and then see what comes after that. Okay, does that help you?
I think those boots were made for
yeah,
a while.
It does give me some sense because I feel like this person is just hurting and they're trying to hurt others and they don't realize they're hurting others. But, you know, the thing is for me is like they do have to realize what I'm worth. You know, they have to realize that you can't just say things and invest things and then take it back. Like, you know, just because you're unsure of yourself or the things you're doing, you know, that's a projection of their own. And so
absolutely.
I'm trying to just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. There's a child here. Do you have a baby?
I just lost 3 this year, and then I have an almost 7-year-old boy.
What did you say you lost?
I don't know.
Did you say you lost 3?
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost 3, yeah, this year. And then I also have a little boy who's 7, mm-hmm. almost 7.
Oh, boy, having that little boy must be absolutely precious to you. Well,
oh, yes, my marriage child.
I want to tell you, there's another baby coming for you. And Jim will sit here, and I know he'll vouch and say, oh, Deb's pretty good at this. But there is another child, and this looks like a very viable pregnancy for you. Okay, even though losing three, wow, that's like, that's huge.
Yeah, I was going to see a little girl and two boys. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was it in vitro? Were you doing something like that?
No, I got pregnant on birth control. And then when I was off of it, we ended up getting pregnant. And we wanted all the pregnancies. They just weren't viable. It wasn't the right time, and I wasn't in a good state physically to have them. So they just,
well,
you've
got another one coming up. So I think it's going to be at the right time and with the right person. All right. So I still see hope for this relationship, but it's going to take
too.
Birth. And the ex-to-be will say he's going to have to put some energy and some commitment in this and really work hard to get you back, all right? So please keep calling us. These readings are not just like a one-shot deal. The more we can give you readings, the more clarity will come through.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing – oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was talking to myself.
Oh, sorry. That's okay. I just want to know, going through this separation, is it the right choice to have this person not live with me, you know, because we are married? And that's the thing is that I'm, like, worried about it. I'm not worried, but just trying to make the right choices so that this person can see and understand how severe this is to me.
Well,
I
realize that a lot of people, for economic reasons,
right,
are staying together in the home.
Yes.
But I think your situation, not living together, is mandatory.
Well, I think people that, if you can, separate it should really mean separated. Otherwise, it kind of not separated.
Right. And it won't mean as. I think that you really need to take a stand here.
Yeah, and you might not really, the other person, if you're not physically separated, it might not really sink in and have a good effect, ever.
They don't see the depth of your pain. They don't realize it.
And if you're living together, you're not going to really miss each other, even though you're separated.
No, right.
Yeah, so and if you think there's a chance for reconciliation, you need to actually be physically separated so that person can realize they really miss and need you and have to change or whatever.
And I'm going to tell you.
Or not.
I'm going to tell you before Jim gives you your
rebel card.
I want to tell you, hon, very sincerely, you're not going to be alone. If you're with this partner or not, there are other, what are we going to call them?
It's shocking that the sea is full of fishies.
It is.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
You know, the thing is that with this person, I know that it's just a trauma-based reaction that they're having. And when we married, we married for love. We didn't marry for titles or for, you know, oh, my parents did this to me, so now we have to be together and this is how it has to be. It doesn't have to be that way. You can make choices to be a better person. You can make choices to, you know, take the opportunity that God has given you to have a good life. And then with somebody that truly loves you. You know, that's something I just don't want to let go. I don't want to let go of my marriage. I don't want to let go of the person I love because I feel in my heart that this is the person I'm supposed to be with in this lifetime, you know?
Well,
but,
Amy, your partner needs to come up to speed and isn't doing it on his own. So you need to, take a stand. Here's the thing. Imagine staying in the same home together and he's got a date. He's going to go pick up a girl and go out for the night. I mean, you don't need to be a part of that.
And that's what I was wondering is, you know, he said that out of anger or maybe getting back. I don't know what it was, but I didn't know if he was serious about that. And if so, that's what I'm saying is like, I don't know. I guess maybe because the separation will happen, it needs to happen. I don't want that person to go outside of our marriage, regardless, because we're still married.
Well,
you know, but the thing is,
kind of,
the thing is that
it's kind of a sword that cuts two ways. Because if you're separated, the marriage is on hold. And you are free to do, you know, what you want.
I don't know what the law says in every state. It's going to be different. Yeah, I don't know.
And she's in
California.
Yeah, you may need to check that.
Because it might not be, you can do whatever you
want.
I don't know.
You can't really put that restriction there. I don't know.
Yeah, we're, of course.
We're not counselors either. But, hon, call us back as often as you can because we all are actually a very supportive community, and we want to be with you through this, okay? We really do.
Will this, based off of what you're hearing, will this union last? Because I feel like it will, but I just need to know that these are the right words.
Yeah, this particular moment in time, I feel that there you two will reconcile, but it's going to take time.
But you haven't actually separated physically yet.
No.
I filed today.
You filed, but I'm just saying, cards could change after the whole situation has changed.
And you know
too.
What? I know you love him to death, but no booty calls, okay? It's important. You don't let him stand there at the door, all pitiful, telling you, I miss you. I need to come in and hold you. I think it will set you back. And I don't know what our Facebook audience is thinking. But it's always been in my advice. If he doesn't want to work hard for the cow, he shouldn't get the milk.
Exactly. Right. And you know what's funny you say that? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And you know, the thing is like, I'm just like heartbroken and I know this person loves me and I just need some reassurance that, you know, when is the right time to allow this person back in if it does reconcile? Like, how will I know?
Boy, I need to look at your cards again. And right now we've got a list a mile long.
Yeah.
People waiting. Would you try to call me again tomorrow night if you can?
Okay, I will.
We'll be on tomorrow evening. It'll be 4 p.m. your time. All right. 7 p.m. our Eastern time.
Okay.
All right, hon. And hang in there.
All right.
You are worth this.
You are
worth somebody working hard to keep you, okay?
This is my rebel card reading.
All right. Rebel card.
It is frozen solid from being cold. Its subject is you are the best thing to ever happen to you. Go easy on yourself. Buy yourself a drink. Go easy on yourself during this time.
In other words, I think that buy your own drink means you don't need to go out cruising for guys.
Being separated doesn't mean desperation and yes.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, hon. We'll be here tomorrow night and I will look for your call.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Holy, my heart goes out to
holy
her.
Goat shit. I'm going to reiterate something here what we said at the beginning and some people don't get it.
Don't be mean to her.
I'm just telling everybody, I don't give a flying goat urine, and maybe it's my fault I don't say this enough, because maybe she called in after that. But when we called and asked you to do these specific things if you legally can, she's at home. She legally and safely could not multitask on speakerphone. That boot stomping, I thought I was watching a freaking World War II Nazi Germany movie.
No, she was.
Everybody was goose stepping.
She was pacing and probably has wood floors. You know,
she might have been pacing. She might have been putting groceries away and doing stuff like that. Mine is, God damn it. When I said legally and safe, if you can do these things, please do it. I understand if you're driving down the road, you got to be on speakerphone legally.
She was nervous. Second of all, that girl's going through hell over this. And yes, she did sound young. You know, fourth of all.
Wait a minute. We didn't miss the third. You went first, second, fourth.
I said... First of all, what was the first of all?
Exactly. See, she doesn't count. She doesn't count. Credibility out the door.
She's going through a lot. She's new to the show. She was pacing. I pace when I'm on a nervous phone call. I make laps. I'm usually only socks on.
It was weird because it wasn't even pacing. It would have been steady. I think she was doing shit.
I didn't get that.
Bottom line is.
And who's reading the cards here?
I don't give a flying crap. The bottom line is I put these little things out about this communication and background noise and stuff. I don't just say that just so people can take a nap while I'm saying it.
Plus, when I feel somebody is kind of urgent, when I feel it, I will stop, cut them off real quick.
So there's the moral of the story, folks. If you want a long call, sound urgent, and you'll get a longer reading.
You're giving people a look at a side of you that is not very attractive.
I am like, if I was a producer guy and there was a little thing in your ear, he'd be saying, God damn it, we got to end this. There's other callers, Deb. You had the little wig in your ear and they couldn't hear him. See, they have to, unfortunately, they have to hear me. But in those shows, they do tell them. And I've watched a lot of shows and they don't get a lot of time on the air.
Did Lisa ever come back?
Yes, she did. And we're
well,
going
let's
there.
Put her on the air.
All right, Lisa.
Come on.
Oh,
Lisa.
My God. Earth angels.
All right, Lisa, please don't go on speakerphone. Please don't go goose stepping on speakerphone, please. No goose steps with boots.
I promise not to.
Thank you. I thought I was watching like a Nazi Germany movie. Boop, boop, boop.
I feel bad for her.
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
You know what? I had a dream last night. How I was a dream with many homosexual men that I was trying to arrange an intimate relationship with each one of them.
Wow. That's
a
hell of a
dream.
Oh, my God.
I'm dreaming up new sitcoms.
It's kind of a nightmare.
Yeah, it does sound like a nightmare on my street.
But just think how cool that would be in the show. For her, you know how they go to a dream sequence to see her? You were lining up dates with a bunch of gay men?
And trying, I was living with some of them and trying to arrange intimate sexual relationships with them. And I was like a used car salesman. I was telling them, and we can do this. I was trying to convince them it would be a great time for them. So anyway, that was the nightmare I was having.
Well, at least, you know what, of all the nightmares, that's not that bad of a nightmare of all the nightmares you could have.
Were they takers? Did they agree?
Reluctantly.
Oh, that's right, because they're not used to that end of the buffet. They're used to the sausage end of the buffet, not the biscuit end.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was telling them about all the, you know, the benefits that not only do we have two openings, we have three. You can. But
what is that?
I was in conversation just now. I was in conversation just now with Mr. D, and I scheduled it, and we had our conversation. And at first, you know, and I just said this. I said, you know, when you do this, this is what. You know, blah, 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 blah. So we ended up being, you know, it was okay. It ended on a very high note between us. I think he understands. He understands. So my question for the cards would be, because he was out there. He was showing me before I said, could we schedule a talk? He was out there showing me all the work he had done on the house, showing me how he had cleaned up my own garden furniture, how he was trying to fix, you know, just doing a lot of stuff like he usually does when he disappeared. And so.
All right. But remember last night or yesterday, I said that I saw that the two of you were going to patch things up. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. When you told those gay men in the dream that you had three openings, were you all, what is that called, being watertight?
What are you talking about?
she was telling those men she's got three openings instead of two. So isn't that being watertight?
Oh, I didn't hear all that.
Yes.
Oh, she's got an extra orifice. She's got a bonus orifice. Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's called, or that's what it used to be called.
Actually, I saw a funny diagram on Facebook of like a stick figure, or not a stick figure, but a basic anatomy layout of a chick and had like arrows placed to put dick. And there's a lot more places than,
Like where?
Well, there's like between the boobies and there's lots of little different, And each, and there was each hand. I mean, there, there was like little arrows sticking to all those. It was hilarious. I'll try to find it someday. In the old days, I could post that.
So when a guy asked me or told me he wanted to give me a pearl necklace, did that mean he wanted to do it between my boobs?
He doesn't have to do it to give you the pearl necklace. If you want to get into the freaking doctor with the x-ray and stuff here, he could have been freaking going yeehaw, doggy style. He just gave you a quick little flipperoni and given done that. Okay. That's more convenient if you're right there, you know, but anyway.
Okay. Do you want to know where you are? What's going on?
Yeah, please. Okay. What's going on in his head? Thank
you. And this is D's head, because I was doing a lot of Facebook stuff, correct?
Okay.
And I missed a whole bunch of background shit, so I'm going to sound like a dumbass asking. Was there, between the last call, did they have any contacts?
Who?
Oh,
did you any interaction since the last phone call?
He was showing her the work he did.
Oh, my God, He was sweeping me off my feet on all the work he had done on my garden furniture. He was pointing it out, and he was trying to fix my door. He's, you know, and he was just schmoozing me. And then I said, can we schedule a talk? And he agreed, and then we just were having our talk. We just finished it right now. And I just went over. I did a classroom teaching presentation. I said, when you did this, this is what happened. When you did that, this is what happened. When you did this, this is what happened. And so, you know, we ended it, you know, on a high note. And it wasn't, like, perfect in the beginning. You know, at first it was,
Yeah. Okay, are you back to where you were?
You can't just end it on a high note, because that could be anything.
Well, we ended it on... it feels good.
It should.
So it's emotionally sort of almost back where they were. Okay. And then Deb's got the cards now, so here we go.
Well,
here's
now he's coming through with less of a duality. He's often come through as two different face cards. That's having a duality, not like you're got a split personality. Just,
that is a different term, right?
Okay, right.
Yep.
He's now coming through as the King of Hearts, which is what I thought he was all along. And that's very good. That shows his soft, tender side. All right, where he's very much a caregiver. And I think what he was doing with all that work that he did was getting back in your good graces. All right. And it worked. That's coming through as having been a...
a legitimate question.
It was a labor of love for you.
I just, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
And now
and
go ahead. Tell me.
I did tell him. I said, you know, what about these moods? I said, do you have these moods? I said, within a short amount of time, you know, in the beginning of our conversation, you went from coming toward me and saying, I could hardly wait to get here to be with you. And then he was saying, you know, so we went through all of that talk. We went through all those points together, and it wasn't a perfect conversation in the beginning, you know, but then we ironed it out. We ironed it out, and so then he reflected back. He said, so this is what I'm hearing you say. And I said, you know, this is how I feel, and so
we couldn't talk to her for 45 minutes. What was going on?
We couldn't talk to you for 45 minutes. Were you on the phone with him then? God, I feel like
no. We were in a face to face. We were in a face to face.
Oh,
that's why we hung up on you. We tried you like three or four times.
You knew you'd call back,
and we said, "Well,
I didn't think
no big deal. No big deal." But we figured at a point, if we hang up on you, then you'll notice that. We noticed you and you weren't responding, so it would prompt you to call back.
Yeah.
Or you were asleep, or you were doing bedroom Olympics or something. We didn't know.
Oh, you
and then I told him. Oh, God, what? The bedroom Olympus.
What did you tell him?
I know.
You got to compete for metal.
I said,
always go for gold.
You know, oh, yum, yum. And so he, you know, he came to me and he said, you know, I could hardly wait to be with you. And I said, and then, you know, a short time after that, you know, the interaction we had going around the park together, and then you came back and I didn't see you for 48 hours. You went into your man cave and it utterly threw me. And I said, I just, you know, so that's how we talked. We talked about this and I think he's going to be more aware of it. I don't know. What do the cards say?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious about the cards, too. I'm
you know
really
what?
Curious
yeah,
about
I got
the cards.
Yeah, I got a mouthful to share.
So to speak.
First of all, this is not a friendship. Friends don't talk so, well, they talk, you know, but it's not so intimate. I feel an intimacy when you relate to us, and others might, too. It's like two lovers that are trying to work their way back to each other.
When you look up the definition of lovers, there's something missing there, isn't it, in this case?
How do you know if you look it up?
Would you like me to look up lovers? You know what lovers is? It's like an old school name for fuck buddies. That's what lovers were back in the day.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, they were screwing, but they didn't want to be like committed people. They were just banging.
No, I think lovers transcend
that.
Oh,
good Lord Jesus.
Okay, Mr. Cynical, I think lovers is about like Romeo and Juliet.
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to get pummeled here in Facebook Live because 90% of the people there are chicks.
Get it. All right.
I'm done. I'm getting stoned to death. It was nice knowing everybody. I shall die now.
He missed you. He missed you with soul-wrenching intensity.
Oh, my good God. This is a romance novel.
They are a romance, but it's like the kind of with unrequited love.
This is like maybe a 40s and 50s romance when they didn't want to even want to talk about sex in the 40s and 50s.
Kind of, yes.
Black and white movies.
You,
Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore sleeping in separate beds, married couple.
The TV made them do that.
Well, that's what this is sounding like, Miss Getty.
All right. He's back in. He is in for the, what do you call it, the gold? His heart is breaking. I don't think he wants to be gay anymore, but he feels you will reject him. And first of all,
well, then how do I do this? You're the one with the blockbuster tips and strategies. Jump on his lap. Do the pony baloney.
The baloney pony.
Ride the baloney pony. Yes, indeed.
I would never reject him.
I think you're going to have to be the one with a good set of balls here and say to him, you could put this in a non-confrontational way. You could say, hey, D, you know, I got to tell you something. If you manipulate this conversation correctly, if you weren't I'm trying to think of a word that would say, if you weren't a, like, self-proclaimed, dyed-in-the-wool gay man, right there, that's a trigger, because that's not what he has said. You should say, I could take you and like put you in a little basket and take you home and love you for the rest of my life.
The person
you're having a relationship
with but are not married to, that is the definition of a lover. The other definition is I'm an opt lover or a nature lover.
Yeah, and what if you are, well, God, I can't do this argument right now.
I'm ill-equipped.
All right, maybe I'm a hopeless romantic, and I think that I am. But I see nothing wrong with you telling that man how you feel, but couching it in such a way that he isn't going to feel, oh, he's going to want to rise up against that where you said, you are a staunch staunch gay man. You are a gay man, but if you weren't, make it really cute. They love when you get cute.
Who's they?
Men.
Well, you know what? I told him that my brother had called me, and I had told my brother about this situation between he and I. And I told him what my brother said. My brother said, I'm glad he's in your life. And I told Dee that. And I said, but I didn't go into detail with my brother about all the stuff that I go into detail with you guys.
And, right.
You know, the misunderstandings or things like that. But I just, oh, my God. Oh, Deb, I just hope that the feelings I have now doesn't come crash and burning.
I'm not saying
that. Crash and burn.
And, you know, last night, I guess Virgil was otherwise engaged at the time. But I had said that I felt that Virgil had nailed it, calling him a sociopath. But today I did research. See, this is what I do. And I researched that, and I'm thinking, yeah, kind of, maybe, sort of. But I didn't buy all of the traits. And it said in there that this can be really dealt with in a positive way with therapy and possibly medication. But that I think, Virgil, you were right. And
bloody well right.
Yeah, bloody well right. But more. So there's more involved here. So now he's really, really, he's now in such a state of, oh, my God, I want her so bad, but I'm supposed to be gay, and he doesn't know, you know, he doesn't know how you're going to take it. But I want to tell
you. Oh, I'll take it, all right.
Wait a damn minute here. What do you mean he doesn't know how she's going to take it?
Imagine.
She's practically flung her clothes multiple times off.
I love Jimbo.
What do you mean you don't know how he's going to take it? If he wants it, he's going to take it. He's going to take it, all right, if you wanted it.
As we all learned from the movie 10.
Oh.
What you,
from a movie,
yeah,
mind you,
what
a movie.
What you fantasize isn't always what you get in the reality.
Yes, but I love Lifetime.
So it wasn't on Lifetime. It was at the movie damn theater.
And then I bet when it came out of the damn theaters, it went straight to Lifetime, I bet.
They probably don't even know what Lifetime is.
Okay. People in the United States do.
Lisa, you have sex coming up. You and the yard sale man. There's a sweaty tryst here.
She was on board with that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But I'm on board. You mean I'm gonna split off from D and go with the yard sale?
You're not committed to D.
You don't like to hear it, and I don't know about what you guys have defined the term of, but as far as I'm concerned, you guys are indeed and always have been free agents.
Yes. And he's going to know, he may even hear, because I can see that this is quite a romp. You got to have, this is you getting it all out of your bloodstream, you know. You're going to just really vaporize this man.
Normally, a guy and a chick, they have the talk. Hey, we're going to be exclusive.
Okay? They do.
And normally that talk comes in the bed after they maybe first, second, third time, and they've been knowing each other for a while. A lot of times it is a bed talk afterwards.
So you're trying them out, like you're test driving.
Well, everybody is. It's a mutual thing. It's a two-way
new car.
Street. It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
It's not just a guy. It's a chick, too. You know, they might at a certain point say, you know what? We see each other all the time. We're in bed all the time. We have to officially make this exclusive. You don't have to go on fucking Facebook like people do.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the talk, then nobody is doing anything wrong by seeing somebody else.
What that
nothing,
sex episode
nothing, nothing, nothing.
For you is going to be is like the catalyst for this all to come together.
With somebody else.
Yeah. No, I think.
You just said it was the goddamn yard sale guy.
Yeah, she's going to have that sex date.
Okay.
It's right here up on top. It's right there. But here's the thing. When Dee finds out.
Why would he find out?
Because he's either going to hear her. Well, here's what I was going to say to you.
Oh, she's going to do it right now in the bed next to him?
Here's what I was thinking, Lisa. You ought to tell him, hey, I've got a pretty hot date next week, tomorrow or whenever it is. And just wondered how you feel about that. If he encourages you, go. Because I think his ego will talk first.
I don't know if I would tell him before the date.
Oh, but that seems sneaky telling them after.
They are not exclusive and committed, doo-dah.
Yeah, Jimbo's right. You know, I don't.
If he really gave a shit,
reason,
he would try to
capture
her exclusively. If he
cared. I think he's still going to.
But if he hasn't, then she does no wrong. Anyway,
well, you know what,
international shout out to Josephine in
New Zealand.
Right,
hello,
back to Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
Back to Lisa.
Hello.
Back to Lisa.
You know what he did say, because I said, I'm going to be so upset when you move in May, when the lease ends on his side in May. He said, I'm not moving. I said, you're signing another lease? And
yeah.
He said, yes. He always goes up and down, depending on how we're getting along. You know, one moment he's moving, the next moment he's not, so who knows?
Well, you need to ask
knows?
Yourself, Lisa, what do you really want?
Tell me what you want, what you really
want.
Really
him. I want
for,
him.
For
I want
boyfriend.
Him.
Your husband, that kind of thing.
You want what?
Right now, this moment in time, I would take him.
At no cost.
Yeah, all of that.
At no cost.
Wow, that's love. That's deep.
No matter how screwed up it might be.
No, he's falling too.
Well, you know what? If he,
no,
but you know,
forward.
Now I just don't know if it's stable. You know, I don't feeling very upset up until I got home and he's doing all this schmoozing and I saw him yesterday and I was really ice cold to him and. So that's what I was trying to explain to him today in the talk. I said, when you do this, then I don't feel so good, you know, and I, you know, when you do these kind of behaviors, you know, after we're supposedly having a great time, you come up to me and you say, I have to be with you or I'm looking forward to being with you. And, and then you go into your man cave for 48 hours. That doesn't serve me.
Okay. The audience on Facebook is primarily agreeing with Jim.
About exclusive and you should be able to go with that guy and not have to tell
I
him
agree.
Forward. And not at all.
Oh, God,
to.
Yeah.
Not even at all. You don't even have to tell him afterwards if you don't want to because you don't owe that.
No.
And if that did come to fruition, I guess I hate that word.
Fruition.
If he did all of a sudden say, I heard you did this guy, blah, 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 you should say, well, if you really wanted an exclusive thing with me, then you should have manned up and said something, and I wouldn't have done that.
Okay, but I guess my nature is to be a little bit more transparent, where I didn't want to feel like I'm out cheating on this guy. I would rather just say to him, hey, by the way, Billy Bob invited me out, and I'm going to go, and if there was any, I'm trying to think of the word. If you're, tell me how you feel about it.
The fact that you do that up front means that you've established some kind of exclusivity, and I don't think you have.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
But I don't know. I
no,
you,
Jimbo, you know, Jimbo is right. That's very
that's my opinion.
You know,
my opinion. I don't have cards. I'm just
you know,
from you.
I know. I mean, I could sit here forever and a day waiting for, like Charles Dickens wrote a novel about one of the characters was Mrs. What was her name? Mrs. or Miss Iverson or something, where she sat in her wedding dress and spiders were eating her cake and the man never arrived. I think he left her at the altar.
We should know.
Ah, well, I love Charles Dickens, an American man. All right. I agree too. You know, there's a certain point. He's got responsibility.
I agree.
He's got responsibility. You're putting 110% in. That dude's not putting 50% in.
The thing is, I see his heart. And this is always hard for me in these kinds of readings when clients, when they come to me, because I kind of sometimes take the man's side. Because I can see his heart and I see the struggle. You know, so I guess that's...
Well, and Deb, I saw the way he was looking at me when we were having this talk, and it was a really nice look. And I've seen that look on his face before when he's looking at me, and I love it. I melt. And so, I don't know. You know, who knows? I'll just go with the flow, and if Mr. Yardsdale Man comes through,
Mike.
Was yard sale man the name Mike Michael or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody remembered.
Thank you.
Yep. People are remembering. Even Sophia says she feels for you. because that's why. Anyway, she's had a reading with Deb about some confusing stuff like this too.
Yeah.
So she feels for you. She understands, Sophia.
And when it comes to love, have any of you ever seen the movie Secretary?
We always talk about
it. Had
movies on
Jake Gyllenhaal's sister in it. And she was in a wedding dress sitting at the desk day after day, and she couldn't even get up. It was a, more of a story about bondage and discipline.
Wow.
And she's madly in love with God.
Well, I to tell you, I won't know because I didn't see that goddamn movie,
oh,
but
it,
go ahead, Deb.
He was training her to be a submissive. But the thing is, he was...
Wait a minute. That sounds like that 4,000 Shades of Grey movie.
No, not
450,000 Shades of Grey.
50, dear. 50.
50, 400,000. What the hell is the difference?
And women loved it.
Loved what?
50 Shades of Grey.
Of course they did.
You know, I was probably the only woman on the planet that didn't see that movie. Because I don't like shit like that.
Yeah. Really?
I have to be the dominant one. No, I'm joking.
Well, you better get yourself a whip and some of that dungeon wear and
purloined cuffs.
Laura up in Canada says she hasn't seen it.
What, Secretary?
No, the damn 50 Shades of Grey. Remember, there's a 20-30 second delay.
The only one
there.
That's really good is the first one. After that, it's crap. They milked it too much, but oh my God, she had to sign an agreement and have a safe word. And I mean, you're getting just kind of sucked into this thing.
Maybe it says she laughed through the whole movie.
Who did?
Maybe it was the second movie you thought. Was it a comedy? The other one you mentioned? Was one of them a comedy?
I don't think any of them were a comedy.
Or maybe she laughed. I don't know. Anyway, Lily mentioned going back. She said, the other night, what falls to the floor comes to the door, and it was Archangel Michael. I think that was the one that dropped.
Yeah.
And she said, sure enough, he came back. Deb is spot on for something.
Wow.
And that was like 60 seconds ago, which would have been about a minute and a half, 2 minutes ago.
You know what? It still amazes me. I am never going to be able to get jaded, even after all these years.
Jaded.
You know, Deb, that's right. You have a very fresh, youngish spirit. You do. You're not jaded. And that's why we love you, I think. Part
Long
of why
green.
We love you. We love you for many reasons.
Shucks.
You're also psychic.
Love me like a rock. Love me
well,
like
I
a rock.
Feel personally that people get too caught up in all the wooey that's out there, you know, with it all being serious. Life should be a celebration of joy. And we don't always get that. But those moments we get, admit it, they're priceless, and we wouldn't trade them for anything. And I guess I'm interested sexually in whatever's going on. Kama Sutra, I've read it. I liked it. I don't know if I'd have the guts to do it, but I think that it's, you know, this is what gets me about religion. They get so caught up in their their dogma. About religion. We can't do that. Oh, no. That is evil. I've been told these cards are the devil's workshop.
Ooh, the devil.
By my own family.
Satan, maybe?
And you know what I think? You don't even take a look at it. How can you make a judgment on something that people don't even look at? So, anyway,
that's where she comes from.
That's where I come from. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I told you all the things I've ever done, your eyelashes would curl. But I think maybe go ahead.
This woman that I work out with in the morning, she's former military, and she's now doing a lot of metaphysics in her workout thing, which surprises me. But it's okay. But we were talking about the Catholic Church, and I just learned this a few years ago. They have that charismatic section in the Catholic Church where they talk about psychic readings or foretelling charismatic. So what is that? That's something. It's not like just Catholic Church stuff. It's charismatic. They have that group that prophesies. I think they prophesize. Mm. This is the Catholic Church, you know.
Well,
so they have that perception.
I'm hoping things are changing over time, because I went through all the years going to a Catholic school, and it was really strict, and boys were bad. The nuns would take you aside and say, "Don't you let that boy touch you, or you're going to go to hell." They were making us all, but look at the big joke that's out there about, ooh, get those, you know, Catholic girls. They're sexually, what is it? I forget what it is, but yeah, I mean, those nuns were horrible.
I think the theory is that their sexuality has been bottled up for a long time, and they're ready to explode.
Yeah, I think so. Well, they married Jesus.
You pull
so,
a pin and pa-poom.
Yeah. So I think we should open it up to.
Well, we haven't even finished this yet.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't finished. Right.
Come on, man.
All right, Lisa.
Your rebel car reading says, "What the hell are you waiting for? Get that shit done."
And what was that shit?
Well, wait a minute. If you're waiting for a sign, well, here it effing is.
I think that was a sign today.
I'm going to let her. I mean, five different things. So I'll let Deb.
Yeah. I just feel like the man wants to show you. And he's working on things, but I do think that there are some glitches in his mental health that could have come from childhood, could have come from, like teenage, adolescent trauma. I mean, we don't know.
You know, we were talking about, now I haven't done this, but he talks about his past years, and he's not, he's clean, but, you know, meth, and he's right now that will do cycle. I don't know. He had a term. He's familiar. He's familiar because he studies it, and he's in, you know, he studies that. So I think you're right. I think we talk about this when we run into people from the 70s, or not even just the 70s, that they've fried your brains, you know.
Oh, you're right. And even Dr. Phil has had people on there where he has shown – he's had brain scans and stuff on the screen of, say, a person sitting there, and he said, this is a normal brain without meth in it. And here's one. He said, look at the disconnections. Look at, you know, the malformations. It was all there. And that meth is bad shit.
You know, it is bad.
And people are sacrificing their, probably Mike or Virgil, whoever the hell he is.
Virgil, Mike.
He could probably tell us a lot more. It's kind of more in his field, I would think.
I don't know if he's in the drug field.
No, I think he's in the psychiatric field.
I don't know that. I hope you do.
Yeah, and the thing is, I saw that and I was shocked.
And he's in the medical field is all I know.
Yeah, you know.
Psychiatric, medical.
So I think that he's got some damage there.
Could be in gynecology. I don't know what field he's in. In the
plus, there's my grandma always talked about this method. There's a condition called spoiled brain. And that is when you indulge yourself with whatever you want to take in terms of street drugs or drinking.
Yeah.
You're just indulging everything about your brain. If it says come back from that, it's really hard. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
for
so much.
Are you seeing or hearing from him tonight? Because I see contact is coming.
Well, it's early there.
Yeah.
He's out west.
That's right.
Are we? No, I'm exhausted. I spent the whole day working hard. That's what I was telling him. I'm so exhausted. He wanted to go out tonight to go do a project, and I said, I'm so exhausted. So we were telling each other about what we've been doing, and I have to work first thing in the morning for several hours on my project house, and then I have to go out of town on Sunday to go see my son. He's so happy for me, he's telling me. And, you know, I'm exhausted. And we said next weekend we'll do things. And, and so we're going to.
One step at a time. You know, one step at a time.
Yeah, it's not like there's a major rush here.
Exactly.
Word up on that, dog.
Okay, speak to the church. On time.
That was a good song.
What was it?
I'm getting married in the morning.
Well, I don't know that one.
Ding dong, the bells are going to chime.
And in three more years, I'll be in divorce court. And he'll be paying me alimony.
Mr. Reality.
Yeah, reality sucks, but it's better to suck it up now than otherwise it's going to crush you. It's going to crush your spirit if you don't accept it.
All right, Mr. Jimbo Cynical Baggins.
Life is tough, and it's even tougher if you're stupid. That's what John Wayne said.
Nope.
All right. All right.
All right.
Let's rock on.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready to rock on. Thank you, Lisa. We shall. I'll just put her on mute so she's listening still. And now I will put it in here first because it's quicker. We're going to open the floor real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Don't run away, blog talkers on hold, and get pissed off and send out hits on us. We're going to open the floor real quick. Facebook Messenger. Folks have been in here forever. Also, quick floor. We'll get about 20, 30 seconds. Nobody messengers. Deborah Lee, audio or video? Don't type messengers because that ain't going to fly. Do the audio or video. I know we have folks. I think you should, and there's a little bit of a delay, and then especially if there are internets in Europe, it could be a little extra delay. So we'll wait a wee bit before we move to the next caller on the phone.
They might be exhausted from all this sexual hijinks.
Actually, it wasn't that much tonight. We've had a lot more dirty talk.
Dirty talk.
Tonight wasn't really dirty. It was more like PG-13 stuff.
One of our show listeners sent me a little video of something some bars offer. I've never seen this. They're called dick shots. And they come to you in a, it looks like an actual penis, and you suck it
where
out.
Was it? Where was it?
I don't know where it came from.
Well, there you go, Lily. Lily in the house.
Hello, my love.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Hey.
All right. Well, let the world know. You take her call, and I'll tell the world the window is shut.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I think we're doing pretty good tonight.
Marvelous.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what's cooking there, cookie?
What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a question.
Well, good.
I have two questions. I
cool.
have two questions. The first question I have is two readings back. With the lady that was walking around in the background.
Yeah.
How did you know that there was a baby coming? Like, what card's the baby
card? Oh, very good question. Very good question. I like it.
It's in the placement of a card called, or the card that is Six of Spades. Now, it depends. See, this is why teaching this is rather complex. It's kind of up there with chemistry or...
But when you learn chemistry, you just start out basic, but you can learn
you
it.
You got to go basic, and then there's going to be variables, and,
sure.
you know.
Yep.
All right, it's a Six of Spades. The way I saw it is male, which was a male face card, female face card, and then right there behind her was the Six of Spades. And the way it was, the way it's situated, and it's also how it resonates for you as the reader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you get experience reading a lot.
And the spirits of babies will visit you before, you know, they get to know you. They kind of circle around you as a spirit before they're born, before
it's like
they're even conceived.
Trying to land at O'Hare and they're stuck in a holding pattern. Yep.
It's like, well, anybody out there, if you want to read a great book written by a spirit, get Seth Speaks by Jane Roberts. And he wrote the book through her.
Okay, I was about to say, what the hell you mean written by a spirit?
Yeah,
I got you though.
And he
I got
said
you.
In there that the spirit of your future children will come to visit you.
Mm, okay.
Especially as a mother, they will.
That would,
that,
make more, that would make sense, the mother thing. Yeah.
That is what I how I saw that.
That's right.
I okay. also could see the
super
depth
good question.
Of her grief was just gruesome.
Well, 3 and 12 months is not...
That is hard.
I've never heard of such a thing.
That's why I thought it was they did in vitro.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Pat?
Okay. So
our Pat says that was one of the best all-time books.
Who?
Pat said that's the best all-time books.
All right. Tell me, darling. What were you asking?
Oh, the case that I'm working on, his brother is in a legal situation, like a legal... a lawsuit for a sexual assault.
Yes.
And I feel like he's not going to be able to get out of it. So I just want to see what you see in the cards.
Okay.
I feel like he's going to have to pay the piper this time.
Yeah, it happens. Good question, though.
Well, it seems like all of that is a witch hunt out in Hollywood these days.
And legal disclaimer.
You know, yeah, and remember, you can't take this verbatim because I don't have the credentials.
All the new
this.
Folks out there, we have no legal binding type of reading.
But let's see. And I know she has shared with me confidentially who this is. Eventually, it'll be out in the open.
Yeah, and I've been researching it, and I have evidence that was, like, published from 17 years ago. That's why it's, like, it's been going on for, like, 20 years. So I just feel like he's not going to be able to outrun it this time. But
he's
I
not
going to.
He's not going to what, did you just say?
So I be able to outrun it this time.
I don't think so either. I think there's so much awareness now and a big glaring spotlight on everything. That, yes, oh my God, girl, are you going to make some money? Just remember, all of us little people, how we were here with you before you hit the big time, right?
Yes, I will.
You could take us all on a great big cruise or, you know, something like that when you are filthy rich. And this looks, if these were in my cards, I'd be like, yes, because that's how good it looks. You're going to face a lot of controversy, but you know what? That is something I think you can stand up to. You know, being very controversial in this.
Well, I plan on buying a hotel, like in once I get all my money straightened out in a couple of years. And so you and Jimbo come visit me and my dogs. I'm sure I'll have more dogs by then, but Miami.
Oh, I love that. I would love that.
Interesting. I have to throw this out. It just triggered a stupid little thing. Today is National Golden Retriever Day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. When she said the word dogs, it was like the little rusty little cogs in my head started turning finally.
Yeah, he's going to get collared for that. No doubt.
Okay.
So,
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And you want to give her a nice card for that?
Well, I'm just going to go and see what comes up. And this is her card. This is remember, Rebel card night, you got to take with a grain of salt. It's not always going to be right down, but it could be something that you don't even tell us about.
Isn't this the front?
Yeah! Yes. The subject is rebel. Because fuck it. Just rebel. Now, like I said, these cards, they're not always about any of the cards we do, these angel cards. They're not necessarily about exactly what we talked about. There's a lot of things in her life that she ain't going to have to tell us about. And maybe that means rebel. Maybe something else is going down.
All you guys are so terrific to hang in here. And you too, my dear.
Yes.
Yes, Lily, we love you.
Yes, and I've been doing my best to chit-chat with you guys on Facebook Live the best I can.
Yeah, I'm coming to look. And do you know, I don't know if you just heard that. I heard that. Did you hear? The bar is now open.
Well,
I can't do all of them.
Hell no, we'd be here until midnight.
There's too many colors. But
there is, yeah. Hi, Mary Jane from New Zealand. We got a couple
New Zealanders. And
welcome.
It's tomorrow. That is such a weird concept, isn't it?
Sophia says she's also, when she does her thing, she's also able to tell the gender before they're born.
Cool.
Or she's doing her thing, too, so that's cool.
Yes, I'm fascinated with Lily and Sophia for sure, because they have these fascinating skills and gifts.
Lily is experiencing below zero weather, so she doesn't probably want to go running around outdoors, I would imagine, right now.
Not unless you do it naked, and then.
Well, even then, I don't know. You better be drunk if you're going to do that.
And then
naked.
Run in and hit the shower, nice and hot.
Yeah, it's like the old school. They go out and then they run in and jump into like a hot tub.
Now, Jim in the
outdoor
Navy,
hot tubs.
He's got a certificate that says he's a official blue nose.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where Arctic Circle or where?
Yeah, you crossed the Arctic Circle on the carrier Roosevelt.
And then they get all the boys on there naked. And you stand outside and what? Watch your penises disappear?
But you know, I was on watch.
Oh.
So I got the certificate, but I didn't have to do the crap.
Oh, God.
I've gotten out a lot of shit being on watch. You know?
Like crossing the equator?
We never did that. Like when I was on the George Washington and they commissioned it on July 4th, when it was like 100 degrees outside, not even counting the humidity, and everybody has to stand outside, there's no wind. And they have to just stand there forever during all that crap. And then they have to run and make the ship come alive. I was down on Lodge.
Oh, in their formal uniform.
Yeah, down on Lodge is drinking coffee down in the propulsion plant. It was hot there, too, but I could stand under a vent duct. Yep. So I got watches kept me out of a lot of stuff. Anyway, big picture. Anyway, we've got to let Lily go.
All right, darling.
We're not ending the show. We're just moving on.
Stay
thank
warm.
You so much. Yes, definitely stay warm. Layers.
And that cute little puppy. Oh, my God. I love him.
The day after the birthday.
Yes.
That's right.
All right.
Hey, that.
Thank you.
Wait.
Good night.
Hey, no. Real quick.
Yeah, wait. Yeah.
That kissing booth picture, that was a Halloween costume, right?
No, that was just something I did.
That would have been badass for Halloween, though, if he could actually walk around
yeah.
with it. If he could have walked around with it, like, for Halloween, that would have been badass.
I could carry him around. He's got a little stroller I put him in.
Yeah, but that's still just, if you could have taken him around on Halloween, that could have won some dog contests.
I have some Halloween pictures I'll send you. I dressed him up
yeah.
as a lion or a gnome.
That's cool. And you know what? There's a lot of dog charity places that have events out there, and they have little contests to raise money for dogs and stuff. I'd be going to that.
Dogs here won a contest
Gibbs.
At a brewery.
Gibbs. We have a dog named Gibbs. And they had a costume contest. That was all to raise funds.
Yeah, and my husband was an NCIS.
Well, we all like the early shows.
So he had the hat, and he'd actually wear this out. And it said special agent on the back.
Yeah, I got the hat. It was a combo. He had the jacket, right? And I ordered the hat and had the special little strap to hold it on.
And he won the contest.
Well, the other people just bailed out when he went up there because they had, like, store-bought Superman little things on.
Yeah.
And I said, Leroy, you're Thor Gibson. He had the NCI hat, the NCI's jacket, and everybody said, they all quit. They didn't even compete. So, all right, let's move on.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Lily.
Yes. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
True that.
Bye-bye.
So here we go. Yeah, so we got two. That's awesome. The New Zealanders are both here.
Yes.
We have Mary Jane and Josephine are still here. We thank you. You know what? Send a friend request to Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
You have to, you know how Facebook works. You put Deborah Lee in, you get like 15 people. Send requests. There's two. Don't even screw around.
They're already friends, or they wouldn't be on the show.
This is like a Love Doctor show,
oh.
and not to Deborah Lee. Go to look for Deborah Lee,
oh,
I spelled
right.
it. Send friend requests out. Send it to every. Send it to the two pictures. There's two pictures, one older and one newer of her. Send it to both to be safe. And the moral of the story is she'll accept your friendship, and in the future, you can do like Lily just did. You can do a messenger call to her, audio or video. Your call. Anyway. We're going to move back to the phones, my folks. We're going to area code 919. Ah, our neighbor right down to the south, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Welcome.
Welcome. And thank you for holding for 100,000 years.
And we are speaking to...
We are on the clock.
I know.
This is Kay. In Georgia.
Yeah.
All over Georgia, these cell phone things.
Yeah, see, we're sorry.
Yeah.
But
no
how
worries.
Are you?
No worries. I am good, but I'm going to keep this simple. I know there's other callers. It's about Karen. I just wanted to ask you, why can't I get her off my mind? That's just the simplest question. Why can I not get her off my mind?
Is she responding to you at all?
She does. You know, on Facebook, she'll say things. I'm the one that's limited in our communication. It's like if I post something... I had a health scare the other day. Had a health issue that I went to urgent
health. Yeah. Health.
I went to urgent care for one matter, and my blood pressure was 176/100, which was not good. So But I'm fine now. It's just come down and I'm doing well. So, and I had made a comment on social media about that and, you know, just taking care of yourself. And she's, you know, said something and she reached out that way. But it's almost like I think she's kind of afraid. She's not sure how I'm going to respond. But I do know she's looking at every single thing that I do. I just can't
so
get
let me
off
ask
my life.
Hey. Do you, have you put your cards on the table or, in other words, spilled your guts to her, how you feel?
Nope.
Oh.
Okay, so it's a big step. It's a big step.
So I'm going to look at this.
In the perfect world, you know exactly when that right time is, but who the hell knows that ever, you know?
Well, you take your chance, I guess.
But and you try to, it's like almost like making a bet. You try to find the, you never know for sure. But you try to find the best odds, the best time, and you wait for that. My gut will tell me when the right moment is, but then your gut's not telling you. You're like, what the hell's going on here?
I don't know what it's like with a woman, but if you tell a guy, I am madly in love with you, often they just put on really good running shoes and
I think that is not, I think that could happen for anything on anybody on earth. Same thing.
Just if it just comes out of the blue. Excuse me. Every night before the end of the show, must be all of your bullshit that's flying around.
Hey, you know what? I do not lie. I am a bullshit artist. All right, go ahead, Deb. I will admit my faults. I will admit my faults. I don't embrace them, but I admit them.
Well, let me see what I got. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. There's no reason that she's not communicating with you. Do you ever try to call her as in a phone call?
Is this one of those things where everybody's on the same page and they just don't know it?
Yeah.
That sucks. That happens so often.
Well, I hate to tell you, but she's going to have some really bad news coming up. And so she may be the one to tell to you. There is somebody she
knows. Is it her father?
Oh, no, I don't think so. But she's going to, because what I have to say here is she's going to find out or get the news that a guy she knows has been murdered.
Whoa.
Oh, God, I hope it's not her brother. Oh, I hope it's not her brother.
Is he in some kind of a bad street-type life or something where that could be a possibility?
A brother or a nephew. A brother's in prison and a nephew who... kind of exactly has been in prison and could be shady.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, hopefully it'll pass.
Oh,
maybe.
My God.
But is going to have her really wanting to reach out to you. Okay?
Wow.
But it's nice you can tell her because that would slip her right out if you were to say, guess what the lady said.
Well, if you're talking a lot, you could say, you know, you got these two folks that are doing, they're in really bad situations. Maybe just remind them once in a while, watch your back. A lot of bad folks out there you're mixing up with. I don't know.
He's in with the street thugs.
Well, prison, everybody's a street thug, but then the other one, the nephew, that's a whole different ballgame,
No wonder you're sure to come true. I want to ask you, where does Karen live in relation to you?
Oh, she's in California, and I'm in Georgia.
I see you, or her, actually. I think we discussed this before, her wanting to move to you. So that is
she
still...
will. It is. Her daughters live here. She has two daughters that live here, so yeah.
Ah, well, she doesn't know when, but it is definitely something she's considering very seriously. So that was...
Okay.
You know, the thing is, though, you may be ready for her, but sometimes people need time to get ready for that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
My husband told me a story where when he was out in the Mediterranean on a warship, he went out on the gunwale really late one night. He was feeling so alone, and he was praying. And he was saying, God, when am I going to find somebody to really love me? God told him soon, very soon. And he was like, well, how soon? And he said, here, and he gave him an image of a woman. He said, this lady in the mist is the woman that is getting ready for you. And he said it was me. So
wow.
Yeah, I know. So that really was something when he told me that. But
little something.
See, Karen probably needs to live closer to you. Maybe this tragedy is going to unfortunately be the thing that will bring her to you. But remember, it's always wonderful to have somebody there to reach out to.
Right.
With so much love and compassion as I can see you have for her. I think that there's a destiny here, Kay. I really do. And Jim is
you
over
here. You have said that quite often. You said that quite often. So.
And a lot of times we have to wait for it to come to us. Yes, Jim is letting me know within 3 minutes we are going to be completely.
Yeah, we've extended the show, but Blog Talk
will not let us go anymore.
It cuts us off at the 2-hour mark. So we have
okay.
a hard pass. So Sam, don't.
Oh, you got one.
For your rebel card reading.
All right.
It says you need a big effing hug.
Oh.
And here it is.
I do.
Yeah, we're sending you.
And you're getting a rebel card squeeze through the microphone.
Yes.
Thank you.
A virtual hug. I mean, they're not as good as a real one.
Don't hesitate. Call us as often as you'd like.
Word up on that dog.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And to the rest of the callers, we must apologize. We would extend
We have so many. I'd be here till at least midnight.
But we couldn't extend it if we wanted to.
Yeah.
At 2-hour mark, they shut us down. We found it out the hard way one time.
And the bar is open. So I'm being
summoned. Well, here,
ours.
Ours is the bar that's located presently in 2-hour. Well, I guess over here, it's to my right, over my shoulder. Over me shoulder.
Me? All right, everybody.
Let's see. There's a
What? What you got?
I'm trying to see. Cho never showed up, but Rosemary showed up late, and then I told she was like, "What did I miss?" And I said, "Everybody catch her up." A whole bunch of crap.
Well, remember,
we were trying to,
the show is archived.
It is.
And he reposted it right here.
There you go, Deb. Sorry,
right.
Folks.
Okay, talk really fast.
We're
going to be here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific.
Saturday
Please
night.
Join us for the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I can't do it.
But they're all sorts of different things.
Take care, everybody. We love you.
But,
you're
right.
What?
There are a lot of blondie chicks that kept the dark eyebrows.
Well, it was kind of a thing.